Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Conversations with Adele. I'm your host, Adele Teblin, and I am so thrilled to be bringing to you this new season, this new ideation of my podcast. In each podcast episode, I am going to be featuring a guest, a friend, a colleague in the space, a thought leader, someone who I would be having coffee with, and you can be getting the behind the scenes of what it's really like to sit down and have a real conversation with me and some of these amazing human beings. The purpose of this podcast is for you to deeply connect with me and the people in my life that I care deeply about, for you to get to know something about me that you don't already know, and for you to gain a new perspective. Every podcast guest that I feature will push the boundaries and bring in a new perspective, which allows you to tap into a new point of view. So I can't wait to dive into today's episode.
So here's the thought for the day. I'm going to take you through, I'm going to give you a process that's very tangible for you to get. It's something I kind of sat with like over the weekend, like to really delineate your specific process, okay, for your sabotage that'll take you a little bit deeper. So the thought of the day is this: how do you stop? How do you stop? Now, what's interesting about this, I have a lot to say about this, but I'll kind of try to keep it short and sweet. So the idea is this: every one of you, every one of us has a very intricate process for how we stop. And what's funny about it is, like, ask yourself this question, actually. Think of someone in your life who you're pretty close with that you know fairly intimately well. And ask yourself if you can figure out how they stop. Who could figure out how somebody else stops? Yeah. Okay. So in the same way, because I know most of you well, like some of you are more new in my world, but some of you have been around for years, I know your whole process. I see it all the time. So I want you to see it as clearly as I see it. Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's like the rear view mirror. Like, it's no longer a blind spot when you can freaking see it. And then when you see it, you'll be able to know when to interrupt it in different ways. So how do you stop is the thought of the day. Okay, so let me back up for a sec. Where is this coming from? So one of the things I learned from Proctor and a couple other mentors that I worked with over the last decade is that as children, we're actually not taught how to make a proper decision. It is not a skill we learn from our parents. It is not a skill we learn in school. It is not a skill that we learn at all. So here's what I mean. Let's actually use the example of smoking. Okay, let's use smoking because smoking cessation is such a powerful example of what I'm going to take you through. So if any of you smoked or used to smoke or know someone that smokes, I want to take you through this example. So let's say you're like, I'm going to quit smoking. But somewhere in your consciousness, you even consider smoking again. You have not made a decision to quit smoking. What does this mean? It means that how many times have I talked about when you fully make a decision, the temptation to go backwards doesn't exist anymore. Think of somewhere in your life where you made a decision and that there was no more a temptation to go backwards versus somewhere in your life where you think you're making a decision, but you still are like, well, maybe I'll smoke on my birthday, or maybe I'll smoke on New Year's, or maybe I'll smoke a little. Like, this is not a decision. And even this alone, this concept in and of itself is so huge because your whole life will change when you realize you've probably not made a lot of very powerful decisions in your life. So that was part one. Why has this happened for people? Why do they start to do like, I thought I made a decision, but now I'm still tempted to go back? Because when the discomfort is high, intelligence is low. You might want to write that down. That's an Adele t-shirt moment right there. When discomfort is high, intelligence is low. So it's like, we don't want to be uncomfortable. So that we do a little bit of the like toe back in, the toe back in, the toe back in, like, and before you know it, you're smoking again. Before you know it, you're drinking again. Before you know it, you're in your bag of Haagen-Dazs, your tub of Haagen-Dazs. Before you know it, you're back. Let me take you through the process of how this all comes to be. So I want you to actually work through this with me with something tangible. Don't do it like hypothetically, like you're thinking about Aunt Sue in Calgary. Like, do it for yourself. Don't do it for what you think other people are doing. Do it for you with somewhere in your life right now that you're constantly getting sabotaged and you're stopping. Does everyone have a place in their life that they feel like they're getting stopped? Raise your hand. Put in the chat some examples. Just Hannah's like, me. All the live long day. Stop. All the live long day. I always get stopped. All the live long day. Okay, put it in the chat. If this career doesn't work out, I'll do Broadway. You can all come watch. So put it in the chat where you're getting stopped. So here's the process. Part one. So process of sabotage. This is the process of how you stop. Okay, that's the thought of the day, is how I stop. Now you need to understand why this is even happening. And it's happening because you want to create a new habit or pattern. And the sabotaging, the subconscious mind does not want it. So that needs to be like the truth of the truth of the truth for you. It can't be, it's not happening because I'm not good enough. It's not happening because I'm not worthy. It's not happening because God doesn't love me. It's not happening because of COVID. That's not why it's happening. It's happening because your subconscious mind does not like it when you do a pattern that's new. Is that clear for everybody? Clear as a cucumber? Okay. So part one is this. So this is the process I'm going to give you. Part one is truth. Okay. The truth is you want to create something new and your sabotage doesn't like it. Already it's setting off your stopping strategy. Write that down. So already it's starting to set off a stopping strategy because it's new. You've never done it before. The unknown is terrifying to the subconscious mind. So it's doing before you even left the door. Okay. Okay. Part two, everybody listen, this is the big part here. Well, they're all big, but this is where some of you, I think, haven't figured this piece out yet. So hopefully this will give you something to think about. Part two is the trigger. You get triggered. Here are some of the triggers. So you get triggered. What is a trigger? A trigger is a subconscious activation of a pattern, aka a story. Subconscious activation of a pattern, aka a story. Okay, so what's a trigger? For some of you, a trigger is stress. Some of you, a trigger is rejection. Some of you, a trigger is not feeling lovable. For some of you, a trigger is not feeling worthy. Some of you, a trigger is someone on the social medias said they didn't like your hair. So for some of you, a trigger is, you know, the triggers range in, but this is some ideas. Oh, someone said something not nice to me, trigger. I read an email, trigger. I didn't like this, trigger. I fear this, trigger. So you get triggered. So you want to ask yourself here in your notes, you're going to put down, what is my trigger? What's the thing that usually triggers me? It could be, like stress, overwhelm, not being accepted by somebody, feeling rejected, etc. So the trigger. So what happens when the trigger gets activated? So let's take smoking as the example again. So you said you're a smoker. You said, I'm going to quit. So right away, subconscious mind's already brewing up the stopping strategy. I'm going to go to the gym. Oh God. The subconscious mind is like, no, she is not going to the gym. Like this is already happening. So a trigger gets set off. Something triggers you. You read an email, whatever, the weather, it's snowing. Something triggers you. And you go right into your justification, rationalization story. It's always a justification, a rationalization that's all encoded in your specific story about yourself. What's a rationalization or justification? The dog died. Somebody got COVID. I don't like our prime minister. I don't like this. This happened. My shoes are not dry from the thing. And you rationalize lies to yourself. So this is what you want to write down. You rationalize lies because in every story, embedded in your story, there's a lie. What is the lie? Embedded in every story is a lie. The lie is your core wound. And core wound is either I'm not worthy or I'm not lovable. And it doesn't matter which one you are. Just know that one of those things is getting activated. Period. That's it. The minute you're in your story and you're rationalizing lies as to why you're not doing the thing you say you're going to do, core wound got activated. That's the piece that needs to get anchored here. Not like, well, I don't know. Like it, that's it. That's it. Core wound, not worthy, not lovable. So what's the distinction? I'm going to distinguish this more in one of our workshops at some point, because we don't have time here, but people sometimes get confused. What's the difference between unlovable and unworthy? I'm going to give you a little bit of something to think about. The not lovable core wound, which raise your hand if you think you're not lovable as a core wound. Okay. Not lovable is always about not being accepted by somebody else. Another human being does not accept you. Raise your hand if you feel unworthy as a core wound. Okay. Unworthy is related to anything like a result. Something happens like as a result and you don't feel worthy. You can have both, but most people are more one. So unworthy has nothing to do with specifically another person. It's just like anything in your life triggers that you're not worthy. Like you didn't get the right result, the money in your bank account, that's all unworthy. Make sense? Okay. So you get into the trigger. Now the trigger goes into your story. Here's all the reasons why I'm not worthy of this. Here's why I'm not able to do it. Next piece. In every story, you start to build excuses. Then you do your list of excuses why you'll start tomorrow. See where I'm going with this? You start doing all the excuses. I don't like where I live. I don't have a this. I'm not vaccinated. I am vaccinated. Da, 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 da. Excuses, 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 excuses. The list starts to go. Excuses. My husband has a drinking problem. Like I've heard all of the excuses. Okay. Now, give me 5 extra minutes because I want to complete this. This is the next piece I'm going to share is I think the most instrumental and important piece that you need to grasp. Once you build your list of excuses, you build evidence for your case, like a lawyer, like for reals, you build evidence for your case. So then you find all the evidence for your excuses. People are nasty. There's no one on Tinder. Everybody wants this. Da, 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 da. Like there's no money. It's Christmas. No one buys on Christmas. Now it's Hanukkah. No one buys on Hanukkah. Oh wait, it's Valentine's Day. Nobody does anything on Valentine's Day. I can't possibly run a business during COVID. You build evidence and the evidence is really compelling. Like you believe your own evidence. And after you build evidence, once your evidence is locked in, you repeat the same cycle. Then it's like repeat. So the process, I'll say it from the top, truth, trigger, story, excuse, build evidence, repeat. I want you to, is this clear? Did this make this sabotage more clear? Michelle, some of your faces are phenomenal. Like just looking at your reactions sometimes is like the best part of my day. Like everyone's just like, yes, this explains my entire human existence. Also exactly what happened over the weekend, maybe even this morning before class. Yes, I will repeat the cascade. Truth, which is I'm changing a pattern and subconscious mind doesn't like it. So sabotage gets set off. Trigger, you get triggered. You then go into your story, which has your core wound inside of it. Then you go into all the excuses. Then you build evidence. And then you repeat. That's the cycle. So your job today is to go through this for yourself. Because if you can really write it out, like properly spend time on it, it will start to dismantle it. Does that make sense? It's no longer a blind spot in the when you're driving, when you know that the car is right there. Like you have to see it for what it is. And if you can be really honest with yourself about it, the more honest you can be, the better. If you need help with this, you can ask someone in your life who knows you intimately well and say, here are the steps. And I'm stuck on this one. What do you observe me doing? And don't get defensive and don't get mad. If you're going to ask someone to help you, don't be a dick to them like you're asking. So if you don't like what they say, that's your problem. But this is actually really important that you, like if I was going to ask my partner and say, okay, like this is my thing. I'm having a blind spot because it's hard to see the thing. Can you tell me what you see unfolding? And you just take what they say and you take it like this is what they observe. There's truth in this. Does that make sense? Okay. Key takeaway, don't be a dick to other people for telling you the truth. Okay, I love you guys. So thought for the day, how do you stop? Go through this. Ask someone in your life who you trust, who you know can help you. Do not go into, I don't think I have this. Like this is everybody but me. That's lies also. So take this on for yourself. It's going to change everything and then I'll take you through another piece of it. Like once you complete this exercise, but you'll probably glean some insight from just this little process here. Okay. Okay. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Coffee Conversations. It really means the world to me that you take time every week to listen to now a very thought-provoking conversation with me and some of my close friends and peers in the industry, a little bit of a behind the scenes, a dialogue of what it would be like to have coffee with me and some of my friends who are thought leaders in this space. And I just want you to know something, that you're so worthy of success. And you can have whatever it is that you desire. I believe in you. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode.